Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. So Amazon's dominance in retailing has grown so much that it has left even the most powerful brands unable to ignore it. Case in point, Nike. Once, many moons ago, Nike thought it didn't need Amazon. Things have changed. Amazon became a giant, and the sneaker company has just made a deal to sell some of its products directly to Amazon.com. Here to talk about the shifting power between big retail and e-commerce is The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens, joining us via Skype. Hi, Laura.
Hey.
So, Laura, for years, Nike held out against selling their stuff on Amazon because apparently they never really needed to. What finally changed for Nike? Why now?
There's been a massive shift in power between brands. And Amazon. You know, a couple decades ago, basically, you could put your merchandise into specific stores at specific prices, and nobody else around the country would actually know that. But now, with Amazon, all that pricing is quite transparent. And because Amazon's also built up a third-party marketplace where lots and lots of sellers go, you know, they might go to TJ Maxx or Marshall's and go and sell those shoes online on Amazon. There's just a lot of pricing disparity now. Brands have kind of lost control of their merchandise, and that's really causing a big shift right now.
Right. You know, in e-commerce, anyone can see that it's taken on a life of its own. We all constantly buy things online, and there are so many of these third-party resellers. It's tough times for retail. How are retailers focusing on new strategies to combat?
Yeah, well, so basically, Nike has started off with this idea of direct consumer. That's how they started their online strategy back in 1999.
Okay.
And since then, they've really been trying to sell direct to consumer. But lately, it's just become apparent with all this merchandise on Amazon that they had to do something different. And so they've come to an agreement with Amazon that they will sell them a small selection of merchandise in exchange for Amazon taking off that merchandise from third-party sellers and counterfeits and stuff. And then the agreement may progress from here, but that's how it's starting off.
How about other sports names, other big players in this field? Are they jumping on the Amazon train? Are there different schools of thought about the best way to broach this situation?
Yeah, there are definitely some other big holdouts still. None of the big sportswear manufacturers. So Adidas and Under Armour have both signed on and have relationships with Amazon. In fact, the Adidas CEO told us that it's such an important transactional platform at this point that you just can't not be on it.
Sure.
But, you know, there's some big brands out there like the North Face, Patagonia, Chanel. A lot of big brands have chosen not to sell on Amazon yet, but you can still go on Amazon and find their merchandise. And that was something that did influence Nike as well, is that there were recently about 73,000 hits if you Google Nike, and it's the most shot for brand on Amazon. So to be able to get some piece of that is important.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens about the shifting balance of power between Amazon and traditional big retail. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. So it all comes down to this balance of power between Amazon and traditional big retail. And it doesn't seem like there's a question as to who has that power. So I guess it's inevitable that if big retail can't beat them, they're going to have to join them and figure out how to make it work.
Yeah, it's something where obviously we've seen retail, traditional retail, brick and mortar retail, have some issues over the past few years. They're losing some of their big partners that they've had for a long time. Sports Authority, of course, liquidated last summer, which also flooded the market with lots of merchandise that ended up on Amazon. And so the big brands like Nike and others are having to kind of decide how they want to progress, because at some point, as traditional retail weakens, you have to decide if you want to maybe partner with somebody new, even though a lot of brands, including Nike, have thought Amazon's not great for their brand because it's so much focused on, you know, low prices and just there's no special treatment for brands on the website, but they're all kind of reevaluating right now. The last few holdouts, of course, a lot of brands do sell on Amazon.
Very good. Laura Stevens, thank you as always.
Thanks.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporters' coverage of Amazon, head to WSJ.com. This has been The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.